And the Valley Symphony Association delighted to announce that Charlotte Ruth Harrison of Utah is going to be the guest conductor for the orchestra at the winter concerts coming up at the Montrose Pavilion. That's going to be Saturday, February 4th, 7:30 at night, and Sunday, February 5th at 3 o'clock. Performances will feature both the orchestra and chorus. Katie Christofferson is in her second year as the VSA chorus conductor, and the concert partner at Montrose Regional Health. And the concert theme is going to be Young Composers Be Inspired. And we've got the young composer on the phone. Charlotte, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Oh, we're doing really great. So Stacey Ryan comes in and just brags about how wonderful you are. You're going to be the guest conductor for February. Thoughts on being a finalist? How'd you feel when you found out about this?
Well, I was really excited. I am a fairly young conductor, and it's really exciting for me to have this opportunity and to be able to work with such a great orchestra. And everyone's been so welcoming so far that it's just been a really fun experience.
So you're finding out the old farts really do like you.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Yep.
Tell us a little about the concept.
Yeah, so it's a really interesting concert. What the theme is young composers. And I really wanted to make sure that we focus on these composers when they were young. So all of the pieces that we'll be playing are written by composers when they were in their teens or younger.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Super exciting.
Yeah, so that kind of ties into you. So you can kind of relate to some of that stuff.
I'm a little older than MIT. But.
Yeah, Charlotte, just tell us a little bit about your background. I know you are a young conductor, but you're very, very respected, and we're very lucky to have you. Can you tell us just a little bit about your background?
Well, in music, I started as a very young child. I think I was just surrounded by music in my home. All of my siblings played piano, and we were a band family. Everyone played an instrument, so I guess it was natural for me to want to be in bands and marching bands and orchestras. So that's how I started. I play the oboe, and I went to Brigham Young University in Utah to get my undergrad, and that's also where I learned about conducting.
Uh-huh.
And I really just fell in love with the process of digging into the music and digging into knowing what the composer was doing and the history behind the piece and all of the theory, and then being able to encourage other people to play this beautiful music. So, yeah, I decided to pursue conducting, and I just finished a master's in it down in Texas.
So when you conduct, is there anything that you do a little bit differently maybe from other conductors, or are you trying to make your own way, or?
How does that work?
Yeah, well, every conductor has their own style, right? Because we are individual people, and so we each bring something different. We also have different backgrounds, and so everyone that I have studied with has impacted the way that I conduct and the way that I teach and think about music. So I'm sure that I'm very different than other people, and each person is really individual.
Yeah.
I do think that being a younger person, that will change some of my views on music and maybe give me a little more energy, I guess.
Well, we're very excited for you. I know Stacey is excited to welcome you as your orchestra guest conductor once again for the February concerts. Very exciting. And thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great.